By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, again today, especially today, subhanAllah, I'm excited to be welcoming you back to another morning of Rise and Shine, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's move to the tilawat of the glorious Quran. Remember, it does come with the translation. So please do make good intentions. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain. Let's listen to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
يسألونك عن الأنفال قل الأنفال لله والرسول فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
اے محبوب, تم سے غنیمتوں کو پوچھتے ہیں, تم فرماؤ غنیمتوں کے مالک اللہ اور رسول ہیں, تو اللہ سے ڈرو اور اپنے آپس میں میل یعنی صلح صفائی رکھو اور اللہ اور رسول کا حکم مانو اگر ایمان رکھتے ہو.
انما المؤمنون الذين اذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم واذا تليت عليهم اياته زادتهم ايمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
ایمان والے وہی ہیں کہ جب اللہ یاد کیا جائے ان کے دل ڈر جائیں, اور جب ان پر اس کی آیتیں پڑھی جائیں ان کا ایمان ترقی پائے اور اپنے رب ہی پر بھروسہ کریں.
الذین یقیمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
وہ جو نماز قائم رکھیں اور ہمارے دیے سے کچھ ہماری راہ میں خرچ کریں.
اولئک هم المؤمنون حقا,
یہی سچے مسلمان ہیں.
لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ.
ان کے لیے درجے ہیں ان کے رب کے پاس, اور بخشش ہے اور عزت کی روزی.
كَمَا أَخْرَجَكَ رَبُّكَ مِن بَيْتِكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَكَارِهُونَ.
جس طرح اے محبوب, تمہیں تمہارے رب نے تمہارے گھر سے حق کے ساتھ برآمد کیا, اور بے شک مسلمانوں کا ایک گروہ اس پر ناخوش تھا.
يُجَادِلُونَكَ فِي الْحَقِّ بَعْدَمَا تَبَيَّنَ كَأَنَّمَا يُسَاقُونَ إِلَى الْمَوْتِ وَهُمْ يَنظُرُونَ.
سچی بات میں تم سے جھگڑتے تھے بعد اس کے کہ ظاہر ہو چکی, گویا وہ آنکھوں دیکھی موت کی طرف ہانکے جاتے ہیں.
وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ
الْفَاحِشَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَيَقْطَعَ دَابِرَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
اور یاد کرو جب اللہ نے تمہیں وعدہ دیا تھا کہ ان دونوں گروہوں میں ایک تمہارے لیے ہے اور تم یہ چاہتے تھے کہ تمہیں وہ ملے جس میں کانٹے کا کھٹکا یعنی کسی نقصان کا ڈر نہیں، اور اللہ یہ چاہتا تھا کہ اپنے کلام سے سچ کو سچ کر دکھائے اور کافروں کی جڑ کاٹ دے یعنی ہلاک کر دے.
لِيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ وَيُبْطِلَ الْبَاطِلَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ،
کہ سچ کو سچ کرے اور جھوٹ کو جھوٹا، پڑے برا مانے مجرم.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. دی ویوز اف مدنی چینل، الحمدللہ عز و جل، یو آر واچنگ رائز اینڈ شائن. یس مائی دی ویوز اف مدنی چینل، رائز اینڈ شائن. Well, what does Rise and Shine mean? What is Rise and Shine? Rise and Shine is a morning program, my dear viewers. Something when we get up in the morning, alhamdulillah, not too informative. So yes, it's good to be informative, but it's just something for the morning, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. Something to learn, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah. A little discussion, inshallah, azza wa jal. We shall be having our guest joining us very, very soon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a pathway. One pathway which is inclusive for all. So there may be difference. There may be differences in people. People are of different sizes. Some are taller than others. Some are fatter or bigger or smaller than others. The colors of some are different to others. But yet, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a pathway. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us commandments by which we can go, guidelines, my dear viewers, rulings, principles by which we can live our life. And this is, inshallah, in a way, today's topic. This is what we shall be speaking about, my dear viewers, that we are not all the same. Not everybody is the same. We are of different backgrounds, different colors, different cultures. People coming from different countries have their own different cultures, different ways of seeing things. But yet, alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful religion which caters and is perfect. For it doesn't matter what culture you are from. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. None of that matters, my dear viewers. There is a perfect system for everybody. It's good for you. Yes, some things you must leave behind. Some things you must leave behind. For example, when culture conflicts with religion, then what's given preference? Alhamdulillah, azzurul, is religion, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah. This is, inshallah, azzurul, something we shall be speaking about, but we shall be emphasizing on one particular individual. But this individual is amongst the greatest people of history. Alhamdulillah. This person is beloved to us as Muslims. This person is beloved to us as Muslims. The dust below this person's sandals, his feet, is even more beloved or greater than us. It is greater than our parents. It is greater than our children. This is who this individual, this one particular individual is. My dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, nowadays, especially studied, there's been so much racism, there's been so much wrongdoing, my dear viewers. Inshallah, today we shall be speaking about Islam, racism, Islam, and Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, some of you would have guessed, who am I speaking about? Yes, I'm speaking about, inshallah, we shall be speaking about Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Somebody who is black skin, somebody who is black color, but yet he's amongst the greatest of people. Amongst the greatest of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We shall hear more of that soon. My dear viewers, first, let's inshallah azza wa jal go to the Naat Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
تفسیر ہے قرآن کی، واللیل زلفیں ہیں تیری، واللیل زلفیں ہیں تیری، والشمس ہے چہرہ تیرا،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرائے نور فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم، ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا، کو حق نے جمیل کیا، تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا، کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شاہ، تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرائے نور فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم، ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
وہ خدا نے ہے مرتبہ تجھ کو دیا، نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا، نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا، کہ کلام مجید نے کھائی شاہ، تیرے شہر و کلام و بقا کی قسم،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرائے نور فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم، ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
تیرا مسند ناز ہے عرش بری، محرم راز ہے روح امی، تیرا محرم راز ہے روح امی، تو ہی سرور ہر دو جہاں ہے شاہ، تیرا مثل نہیں ہے خدا کی قسم،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرائے نور فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم، ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
یہی کہتی ہے بلبل باغ جنا، رضا
کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں کے رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں نہیں ہند میں واصف شاہ خدا مجھے شوق یہ سب اے رضا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرائے نور فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Reviews of Manishal, mashallah, azza jal. We've just listened to the Naad Sharif from our respected Naad Khan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this person. Such a beautiful individual, really. Nevertheless, my dear viewers of Manishal, mashallah. Yes, alhamdulillah, today on Rise and Shine, we have a special topic, a beautiful topic. Inshallah, hopefully, we shall be joined by our guest soon too, inshallah azza jal. Now, my dear viewers, there are people all around the world, people of different skin colors, people with different backgrounds. But alhamdulillah azza jal, our deen tells us there are some things which are despised, some things which are disliked, some things which are loved in our deen, in our religion. Amongst those things which are despised and hated, those things which are disliked, and even impermissible, amongst those things is something which is known as pride. What is pride? To be proud or having pride, this is when one individual considers himself to be superior, better than another person. When one person considers himself to be superior to another person, for him to think that that person is less than me, you know, even it could be Islamically, for example, if he was to say, well, I read my prayers, he doesn't, I'm better than him. Or I have a better car than him, I live in a better house than him, I am better than him. Pride, my dear viewers, something which is disliked, despised. To act upon this, it is a sin, it is haram, it is not permissible. A Muslim, my dear viewers of Madinah Inshallah, is somebody who looks at others with respect. Somebody who loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Somebody who other people are free from being harmed by him. Whether that's physically, whether that's him saying something, no. This is the mannerism of a Muslim, my dear viewers. This is a Muslim. And this is one thing, yes, pride. Alhamdulillah, our deen teaches us to protect ourselves from pride, not to be proud. You know, you shall never reach the mountains in height, nor will you place a hole in the earth. Don't walk upon the earth as if you're not the greatest, you're the greatest of all mankind. No, there's only one greatest of mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't walk upon the earth with pride, thinking you're the best of people. You're never going to reach the mountains in height. How big are you? You'll say, I'm the big man. How big are you? You're never going to reach the mountains in height. Are you that big? Look how big the mountains are. Are you going to place a hole in the ground the way you're walking? No. Allahu Akbar. Do not have pride. This is one thing. Secondly, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, there are things which have been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we mentioned, love for your brother what you love for yourself. Mutual respect, treating others with kindness, being nice, being polite to people, aiding people, helping people. You know, give charity. Give charity. How much does Islam emphasize giving charity, my dear viewers of Madinah Inshallah? And amongst those things which are really despised, those things which are really disliked, is, as we said, pride. And from amongst the many ways in which a person can be proud, or many reasons for which a person could be proud, amongst these many is a person's skin color. Amongst these many reasons is a person's skin color. When a person thinks that, let's just say I'm white colored. If a person thinks, you know, I'm not white, yes, everybody knows I'm not white, but let's just say I'm white, and there was to be another person who's of color. So for a person who is white to think himself to be superior or better than another, no. For him to be better than a brown person. For a brown person to think he is better than a black person. Or even the other way around. Yes, racism is not only one-sided. No, it can take place the other way around. It can be a brown person thinking he's better than a white person. A black person thinking he's better than any color, my dear viewers. Our skin color does not define us. Our skin color does not define us. It doesn't mean that just because I am of any particular skin color, that because of this I am better than somebody else. No. It could be a white person is better than a black person. It could be a black person is better than a white person. But the reason for being better is never the skin color, no. The skin color does not matter. It should not matter. Some people have this, and sadly this is because of maybe the friend circle, maybe the people around them, maybe due to the family, where they look down at another person because of their skin color. No, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillahi Azza Jal, as I said, now, the greatest of people amongst us are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tabi'un, the companions, even greater. After the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the companions are the greatest of people. The companions are the greatest of people. And the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all of the ummahs. Remember this. The companions are the greatest of all people after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst the greatest of all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is one companion who is really, you could say, up there, you would say. One companion who shines like a star, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. One companion who really is outstanding. Yes. Different companions are beautiful in their own way. Every companion, by the way, remember that every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is great, no doubt about it. Every single companion, we love them. Every single companion is jannati, as we would say, meaning a person who shall go to Jannah, a person who shall be granted entrance into Jannah. You know, those people who shall have the greatest of status. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every single one of them. But even from amongst the companions, there are some who, yes, whenever you think companions, whose name do you think about? Whenever I think of companions, the first person I think about is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first Khalifa of Islam. When I think of companions, another person I think about is Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the second Khalifa. I think of people like, let's just go for the Khulafa, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the third Khalifa. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the fourth Khalifa. I think of people like Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great poet, the person, the praiser of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think of Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, amongst the greatest and most beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yes, these are just some who come to mind. And you don't think of a million, you just think of a few at a time, don't you? But as I keep thinking, more and more names come to mind, my dear viewers. And amongst these, really, amongst these, there is one individual who really, yes, we think about. And this is Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu ta'ala an. Now this individual, truly, this individual is outstanding in many ways. Whenever we think of the difficulties or the hardships, the companions, the Prophet ﷺ, the companions they faced, really one name comes to mind, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. Whenever we think about the Azan, whenever we think about the Azan being called, imagine the Azan being called during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who's the one that calls the Azan? It's Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Whenever we think of a slave or amongst those who first accepted Islam, who do we think of? Well, the first man to accept Islam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. The first lady, Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. The first child, Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The first slave, my dear viewers of Muslim, inshallah. The first slave was Hazrat Zayd radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Zayd radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he became, you could say, like a son to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much so that people began to call him the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was like a son. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, you could say, adopted Hazrat Zayd radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, made him his son, and people even began to give him the name of Zayd ibn Muhammad before it was prohibited. And there's a reason for this. My dear viewers, people would call him Zayd, the son of Muhammad, although the Prophet ﷺ told them and the commandment was given that no, let him know his actual real father's name, who his father really was. This is not something to be saddened about, no. This is not something to feel bad about. No, alhamdulillah, we should be proud. Yes, our parents, whoever they were, that, you know, they are the parents. Whoever the parents are, that should not be changed. Lineages cannot be affected, my dear viewers. No. We should keep them intact. We should remember, to be honest, subhanAllah, just the other day, I was speaking to fellow teachers, and we were speaking about, it came to names of grandparents, etc. And I said, you know, sometimes I forget my own grandparents' names. And, well, I shouldn't do, but I never saw my grandparents. I only saw one of them. And yes, the one I did see, I can never forget their name, mashallah, my mother's father. But even then, I was very, very young when they passed away. But one of those teachers said, mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. He said, I know a good 7 generations of mine. Allah, wow, 7 generations, really? 7 generations. People did, even previously, some people knew their lineages. And this person knowing 7 generations, Allah, wow, subhanallah. You know, how much do we know about even our own grandparents, what their name is? Our great-grandparents. I don't know my great-grandparents. Allahu Akbar. Maybe because there's too many names and the names were a bit different too. Yes, so with some names people may have Abu Bakr, Umar, Fatima. So names like this, mashallah, are easy to remember. But then maybe it's just my family, Allahu Akbar. But they had names which I don't wish to be but I'll say difficult to remember. Names which are strange, names which we rarely hear of. Allahu Akbar. I don't know how I got to this. My dear viewers, yes, due to lineage, Hazrat Zayd radhiyallahu anhu, another individual. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never allowed any of these people. So for example, take the example of Hazrat Zayd radhiyallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never gave them the opportunity, no doubt, because the Prophet ﷺ was the greatest example. They never had a chance to complain because they were always satisfied with Rasulullah ﷺ, with how the Prophet ﷺ had treated them. And they all say, you know, different, by the way, I don't know if you were to read these narrations. We have the same narration from so many companions. So many companions would think that I am the favorite of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would make them think, he would treat them all so kindly that they would all think that, you know, the Prophet loves me the most. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves me the most. And it's not that one person is different from another. It's not that one's a slave and another is not. It's not that one is Persian, Hazrat Salman Farisi radhiyallahu anhu, the famous Persian companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did not feel any different to the others. When a mashura was taking place during the Battle of Khandaq, the Battle of the Trenches, when a mushra was taking place, the Prophet says, look, well, what do you think? This is the situation. What do you think? And some companions gave, you know, different pieces of advice. Maybe we should go fight them, meaning the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the non-Muslims at the time who were attacking and harming the Muslims. Some said, okay, maybe we should fight back. You know, people gave their own opinions. Hazrat Salman Farsi, who was an outsider, he gave the advice to dig trenches. He said, this is what we do in Persia. Now, he said this, he was not treated any different to others. Normally, when an outsider will say something, you're telling us what to do. No, my dear viewers, they're all given this respect. The Prophet ﷺ will treat them all with respect. And it doesn't matter which country they come from. And sadly, Allahu Akbar, this is a problem we have even amongst those people from the Indian subcontinent. Although they're from the same country, they may be from a place which is a little different, a different city. And people will accuse them and say, oh, this is how these people are. I don't wish to mention any particular states, you can say, or anything. No, but people say, oh, this is how these people are. This is how such and such people are. How can you use a few individuals and taking their actions and judge an entire state or judge an entire nation of people? This cannot be done, my dear viewers. There are, remember, everywhere there are such people, some people who are good, there are some people with good manners, good etiquette, and some people with bad ones. But we have no right whatsoever to accuse people just because of, you know, they come from such and such city. No, my dear viewers, this should not be done. And especially as we said today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about skin color. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one example we shall be speaking about, one individual. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu too, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to invite people towards Islam. And amongst those individuals who had accepted Islam, amongst the first individuals was Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had accepted Islam at an early age. Now, when he accepted Islam, he was the slave of Umayyah ibn Khalaf. He was a slave of Umayyah ibn Khalaf. Now, when he accepted Islam and Umayyah ibn Khalaf had heard of this, Umayyah ibn Khalaf came to him and said, you have become a Muslim? And he said, well, you know, by yes, I have become a Muslim. Umayyah ibn Khalaf, my dear viewers, now, as I said, Bilal was his slave, so he couldn't kill him. But Umayyah ibn Khalaf says, who do you think you are? You're just a slave. Who do you think you are that you're going to accept a religion that, you know, Sabata, have you gone off the religion of you rejected our religion, worshipping the idols? And he says, there's only one God, there's no idols. You know, there's no such thing as idols being God. No, there's only the one God, and he's free of all of these things which you attribute towards him. And then he begins to remember, he couldn't kill him. He was property, he was worth something. They couldn't kill him. Umayyah ibn Khalaf couldn't kill him, but he could torture him. And sadly, he would torture him in the worst of ways. Now, dear viewers of Manshah, we must remember something, that alhamdulillah, we are blessed to be Muslims. We have been easily, many of us were born in a Muslim family. We are very, very fortunate. But, my dear viewers of Manshah, there were those individuals at the beginning of Islam who had to suffer, they were subjected to so many struggles, so many difficulties, so much torture. And literally, I'm talking about torture. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it said about him that he would be made to rest his back on the floor. And they would place a huge, I'm not talking about a stone, a little rock, a huge boulder would be placed on top of his stomach. Now, even if you were to go to the desert in the heat, let's just say right now how hot it is in the United Kingdom, touch, let's just say, for example, a black car, and you'll have to move. The reason I mentioned that is because Allahu Akbar, just the other day I did so. I had to lean on the car and I quickly moved my hand back. And what happens is, wearing black clothes, this color, the reason I mentioned the black color is because it doesn't reflect heat, but it takes heat in. It doesn't reflect it. So you will find that darker things would be hotter than those things which are not darker. This is the reason I mentioned a black car, for example. But look how hot it is. And imagine dust, which is in 50 or so degrees, the sand, 50 or so degrees, how hot it must be. Just a few specks touching your foot, you'll feel like it's burning your feet. And then his entire body was placed. Yes, his clothes removed. His body was placed against the ground. It would literally have burnt his skin. And a huge boulder being placed on top, not being given any water, being whipped. This was what he suffered. But he always said one word, Ahad. Ahad is what he would continue to say. Hazrat Bilal radhiallahu anhu was tortured. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, in some narrations they mentioned, he gives him another slave in return to free Hazrat Bilal radhiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Bilal is freed. My dear viewers, let's move to our daily reminder, and then inshallah azza jal we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Good manners is such a quality that makes a person unique, makes a person wonderful. But which quality should we adopt in order for us to have these good manners? Let us learn from the greatest of creation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, a beautiful hadith is mentioned. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, should I not guide you about the good manners of the people of the past and the future? SubhanAllah. He says, I humbly replied, do guide me about it. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bestow upon the one who deprives you, forgive the one who oppresses you, and establish relations with the one who breaks off relations with you. SubhanAllah, what beautiful and unique pieces of advice was given to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us and enable us to instill these qualities in our lives and personalities, and automatically we will become wonderful and we will make the atmosphere around us wonderful as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The neighbors of inshallah, mashallah azza jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. This is a guest, our respected Hafiz Rifaqat Sahib, has joined us after some time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Jazakallahu khairan for joining us.
MashaAllah.
Hafiz,
very, very nice to be here. Alhamdulillah.
Barakallah, mashallah. Hafiz, speaking about racism, it's recently been on the uprise, so much racism. And alhamdulillah, azza jal, the deen teaches us pride, because this is where racism comes from, doesn't it? When one person thinks that he is superior to another, the other is inferior due to any reason, for example, skin color in this case. What do you think?
MashaAllah, these days, teachers about racism, you know, when you mention one of the incidents that's happened, high profile incidents happen, there's no racism in Islam.
Allah.
You know, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you've been there, we've all been there, where, you know, the person next to you might be an African, the person next to you might be a Chinese. So alhamdulillah, in Islam, there is definitely no racism. And alhamdulillah, Islam, you know, teaches us, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. You know, it teaches us to become pious. The one who is more pious is the more closest to Allah. So there's no such thing as, you know, I'm from this certain tribe or from this certain clan, I'm more superior than the other. And the Hajj is the best place. In actual fact, what happened, your tea is here. What happened one day was, we used to have a company rep, and he came down to our shop, and he goes, you know what, today I'm going to have a meeting with you, but not about business, but about racism. So I thought, what is he talking about? He goes, my son's doing an assignment in school about racism. You know, can you tell me a bit about racism, about Islam? And I said, look, alhamdulillah, I'm going to teach you about racism. And we talked about Hajj, that every type of person from every background, every color, you know, alhamdulillah, they're all in the same clothing and doing the same ibadat of Allah. It was so convinced. He write essays and he goes, alhamdulillah, my son really did good. And he talked about Islam and no racism. You know, so there is no space of racism in Islam. And we see that from Hajjatul Wada, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that no Arab is superior over a non-Arab, and non-Arab is not superior over an Arab. Okay. You know, that beautiful last sermon of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that just totally annihilates, you know, racism in Islam.
And even specifically mentioned in regards to the black, no black is superior than a white and white, etc. I was thinking, Hafiz Saab, one of, tonight when it comes to racism and things like this, one thing which really strikes my mind is that yes, people were naturally, because they would remember, they were, this is 1400 years ago we're talking about, not now, 1400 years ago. So there were slaves in that time. And we did find that there were many people who, yes, because sadly, majority of the time, especially in the Arab lands, it was the black people who were mostly slaves. It wasn't only black people. But yes, majority of the time, it was the black people who were slaves. So they did have this racism. Why? Because it was before Islam, wasn't it?
And even you had the trade of slavery at that time. And that's when Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went and he freed Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And you know, to an extent where he said to Umayyah bin Khalf, when Umayyah bin Khalf started laughing at him, it was, you paid so much for this black man here. And he started laughing that, you know, I've ripped you off. Sayyidina Bilal, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he smiled and he goes, if you had asked more, I would have given you more for him as well. Allah. You know, you don't know the value of this person. Allah. And subhanAllah, that same Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, later on became the muazzin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that same Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, in so many expeditions with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a very, very important role in
that. He said he took part in every battle.
Subhanallah.
With the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every battle the Prophet sallallahu alaihi took part in, Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu anhu took part in.
Subhanallah.
But Hafiz Saab, imagine the time when 8th Hijri, when Fath Makkah took place, when Makkah al-Mukarrama was opened. Imagine that time when everybody was gathered. And there were so many people who were new to Islam, some people who may not have accepted Islam at that time, but everybody, 10,000 was just the people of the Prophet ﷺ, and then a few other hundred of people joined the Prophet ﷺ on the way to, or possibly even 1,000 joined the Prophet ﷺ on the way to Makkah al-Mukarrama. Then there were all those people in Makkah al-Mukarrama.
What a thing that would have been.
All those people who were there. So, like we see on Hajj, we see that that area is full. Now, remember, there wasn't no masjid. There was just the Kaaba al-Masharafa. There wasn't the surrounding buildings, was there? But all of that would have been completely, you know, full of people.
Mashallah.
But then, Hafiz Saab, there was one person who was asked to call the Adhan. And that one person was also, you know, asked to call a particular place. And this place was where? Do you know?
On top of the Kaaba.
On top of the Kaaba al-Musharrafa.
Subhanallah.
So, from all these people, people would not climb even at that time upon the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. But from all these people, one person was told to climb upon the Kaaba al-Musharrafa and give the Adhan.
Subhanallah.
This is who Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's a person's taqwa, it's a person's fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a person's piety. This is what makes one person superior than another.
You know, nowadays, as Shabazz Bhai, you know, for example, in one community, we might not have that type of racism, but there is some kind of racism, some elements of racism. Like, for example, you know, I'm from the Chaudhary caste, I'm from the Raja caste, I'm from the Malak caste. We still have that in our, you know, alhamdulillah, slowly that.
But by the way, is Chaudhary a caste?
It's a caste, isn't it? You know, Qom, Chaudhary, Jat, Rajay, Malak, all these. But they are for identification.
You know, so which one are you from?
I'm from a Chaudhary Qom. But if I really ask you, do my children know that? No, because that's not important, is it? The most important thing is that you're a Muslim and you are from the, amongst the Ahl Sunnah. That's what is important to me.
Hafsab, I remember, you know, during wedding season, this is a story of somebody who told me that for all the cards, they have to write, this is Chaudhary. I don't know if it's just Chaudhary. I don't want to be attacking them, by the way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, inshallah. But they said that he has to write Chaudhary. Because if they don't have Chaudhary, then the people may not come. Yes, they'll be hurt, be offended if you don't write it. How important is it, Hafsa?
To be honest with you, I don't find it important. And the main thing is your deen. Okay, caste is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Hashimi, you know, mashallah. And, you know, he was from the Qurayshi tribe. So, you know, tribe is important to you, but it shouldn't be, you know, so important that you need to make all your decisions because, you know, record. Like, for example, nowadays, if someone wants to get their daughter, especially the daughters, yeah, they want to get their daughters married off, and they say, no, fulani komos, he doesn't shadi karasa. And you think to yourself, it's not important, but, you know, people insist, you know, my son, if he wants to get married, he's got to get married to that tribe. But I think that is more, there's more people I really don't bother with this anymore. Tika, you need to know which caste you are from, you know. Lekin, it doesn't, I don't think that's more important. The more important thing nowadays, especially when your children are getting married from outside the families, it's not important. So, you know, don't boast to yourself that, for example, if I say, now, Mehta Chaudhary, you know, Tika, Allah Ta'ala has made you from that caste, but that's not the Sabtu Afzal caste, you know, is being a Sayyid, you know, which I'm not. So I can't say I'm the most afzal. Yes, the Sadat-e Kiram are the afzal amongst the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, we should be proud of who we are, but never boast and never think of people inferior to
you. It's mentioned, isn't it, that your lineage shall not benefit you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, except my lineage, except that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's really lineage, alhamdulillah, to be proud of. And those people who are from that lineage to respect and honor them, no doubt about it.
And again, you know, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, teach your children about my family, you know, love of my family. So we should be teaching our children love of the Sadat-e-Kiram, how Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma, he used to treat the Sadat-e-Kiram, you know, and that's the same kind of teaching we need to pass on to our generations as well. You know, don't be passing on to them, Janab, you're from this certain tribe, you're better than everyone, Janab. That is not right.
Hafiz Sahib, there's one thing I really don't understand. Is that some people, they consider themselves to be so modern.
Yeah.
Like nowadays, some people think, yes, I'm a modern person. But those same people think, no, I'm this. I'm not going to mention the name again because they would seem as if, although you're yourself from the children.
We'll be having people outside the studio waiting for you.
Exactly, waiting to. Allahu Akbar. But yet, those same people have some, who they consider themselves to be so modern. But those same people, they'll be like, I'm from this caste. And they still have that in them. I don't understand why.
Again, lack of Islamic education. You know, lack of Islamic education. And like you said, you know, these people are, you know, the pillars of their own community. And for them to say these kind of words, it just doesn't, you know, it's mind-boggling. Why would you go into this kind of argument when you're talking about a lot of modernism and all that kind of stuff? And like Islam, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you know, until the day of judgment. So there's so many things that, you know, we have to modernize Islam. In a sense that, you know, we were sitting on a TV channel, you know, that is modernizing Islam, getting the message out of Islam. Well, you need to understand that, you know, coming from a certain caste, from a certain tribe, you know, it doesn't make you superior. But unless you are a Sayyid, you know, that is enough for us, alhamdulillah. You know, and, you know, coming from a certain caste, Tiga is good, you know, you're from that caste, yeah. But don't think that you are better than others only because you come from, and everyone thinks the same. Ma sari kaum changi hai, janab, the other says, janab, sari kaum changi hai. Alhamdulillah, we're all together, aren't we, in this? You know, we're all innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, all Muslims are brothers. You know, so we're all into it together. We're all brothers. Don't think of anyone as inferior than you. There's a poem in it. Dana khak mein milkar gule gulzar banta hai. Well, I love saying that.
Yeah, no, I was thinking that too. Can I explain it, translate it?
Yani, you've got to put yourself into the ground. You put a seed in the ground and then it grows into a beautiful flower. Yeah. So humble yourself in front of other people and, you know, Allah Ta'ala will give you that status. We've got a prime example, Amir al-Sunnah. He humbled himself in front of people, where people spat on him, where people pushed him around, you know, where people swore at him. He always humbled himself. And look at the maqam that Allah Ta'ala has given him today,
subhanAllah. Hafsa, just something to ask, that all these examples you've been given us of qawm or caste, I think everything coming to your mind was possibly the Indian subcontinent, am I correct?
Yeah.
Do you know of castes in, for example, living in England? Have you ever heard of castes in England?
I am a Yorkshireman, me. Yeah, Yorkshireman are better than, you know, from the Midlands or from the Londoners or those Yorkies or something. Yeah, there are some castes here as well, you know. They call them the Geordies, you know, if you're from Liverpool and all that kind of a side. You know, Londoners, they think their English is really posh, so, you know, we're better than people. So it still happens. You know, even in the Arab region as well, you know, there's a clash of tribes as well. People thought that their tribe is better. Even now, you know, there are tribal wars where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to extinguish these tribal wars. You know, sadly, people are still into them tribal wars as well. And, you know, in some parts of the countries, yeah, where tribal wars are killing innocent people, hundreds and thousands of people are being killed.
You know, speaking about castes in England, so there are some, but they're very, very rare. Or people are not bothered about them really as much.
Just like they're not
come
really...
across a person outside. Who that individual said that within their family, they mentioned the caste, it was a bit of a weird name which I couldn't remember. But they said that in our caste, and this English, non-Muslim, just general English person who was born here, meaning they're from this country. And they said that what they deal in is herbs. So their family is part of their caste to deal in herbs, to offer medicine and things like this. So if anybody in the family was to be ill, or anybody in the surrounding community, they would give them herbs. So this person still dealt in herbs. But that
and
was just
also, you know, the what I see in England is the family names as well, families.
Yeah, like Smith,
so
and
so,
Baker.
Yeah, from the Smith family, from this family, from that family. That's what they're dealing with. Even in Pakistan, you know, the tribes, they go according to the trade as well.
So
you know,
tell us
like someone is Nai. Why is he Nai? Because he's a barber. So they might call him Nai. You know, or the person, you know, when it's wedding
time. They'll call him barber, but does that become his caste? Is that a caste?
Well, what happens is mostly that's what the jobs they'll do as well. That's you know, for example, you have a sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mochi. You know, ji mochi on a gram. So why are they called mochi? Is because they'll be, you know, cobblers. So that's why they call mochis.
But if you would, let's go to the daily hadith sharif and then we shall continue. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today, people rate those who are philanthropists very highly, those who donate towards good causes, the charitable people, and often the philanthropists are those who are very wealthy and affluent as well. But the deen of Islam is so beautiful that you don't have to be a millionaire to be considered sakhi, generous. If you give something, even though you yourself need it, or if you have less wealth, or you're not in a position to give a large amount of it, but you give some of it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're considered a generous person if you've got a habit of giving like this in the way of Allah. In fact, some of the most generous people you will find amongst the Muslims are those who have strong iman. They're not millionaires, but alhamdulillah, they know the rewards of giving in the way of Allah. They know the rewards of generosity. They read that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous. The Prophet alaihi wasallam didn't live a life of luxury. He could have, but he would give everything he had in the way of Allah. He would distribute it amongst people. And remember, being generous is a praiseworthy quality. All humans praise this quality. But Allah Ta'ala loves this quality so much that you gain His proximity when you are generous. Let's listen to a hadith. This is in Tirmidhi. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, the Prophet alayhi salam said, As-sakhiyu qareebun min Allahi, qareebun min al-jannah, qareebun min al-nas. That the sakhi, the generous person, is close to Allah, close to Jannah, and he's close to the people. بَعِيدٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ And he is distanced from the fire of hell. وَالْبَخِيلُ And as for the opposite, the bakhil, the stingy person, بَعِيدٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ He is distant from Allah. بَعِيدٌ مِّنَ الْجَنَّةِ He is distant from paradise. بَعِيدٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ He is distant from the people. The people don't really like him as well. قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ And he's close to the hellfire. وَلَجَاهِلٌ سَخِيٌ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ عَابِدٍ بَخِيلٍ Allahu Akbar. Look at these words. The Prophet عليه السلام said, a sakhi, a generous person who is jahil, he's ignorant, is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than an abid, a person who constantly worships, but at the same time he is stingy. He is a bakhil. Allahu Akbar. So if Allah has granted us, whether it's little or a lot, try and give wholeheartedly in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many worldly benefits, but you just heard the benefits in the akhirah as well. People will love you in the world. Allah ta'ala will grant you his qurba. You'll be close to Jannah and distance from the fire of hell. May Allah give us tawfiq to be generous.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, inshallah, mashallah, that was the daily hadith sharif. Hafiz Saab, we do have a riddle for you.
Mashallah, you're going to riddle me mine today.
Do you like the riddles now?
No, alhamdulillah, wherever we can learn things from, innit? Mashallah, I like riddles. I'm a riddle myself.
Subhanallah. Did you...
I was quite good, you know.
Interesting riddles?
No, mashallah, they're interesting ones. But, you know, the last few riddles that we did, alhamdulillah, I riddled through really quickly.
MashaAllah. Okay, we've got a beautiful one for you today. The more you take, the more you leave behind.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
Footsteps.
Oh, in fact, you've done this one, haven't you? Sorry.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That just shows okay. you.
No, sorry. It's because I gave you the wrong one. That's my bad. So what gets bigger, the more you take from it.
What you take from it, it gets bigger.
Yeah. So I like the hand gestures there, the hand signs. The more you take from it, it gets bigger. Allahu Akbar. It's not a very easy one, I'll be honest with you.
It's not an easy one, is it?
My dear viewers of Madani Sound, you think about it too. The riddle, my dear viewers, is what gets bigger the more you take out from it. That's the riddle which you can help have sub on if you wish. Now, but one thing I realized about children is they let's just say they're learning something, they'll say, oh, his is easy, I can easily do his, that's easy, but they can't do their own and they may be behind. So that may be heavy, like, oh, I can do that, that's easy, and their own, they can't do it.
So I can't do my own, and I'm telling others. So what you take and it moves, it gets bigger. I just don't know. So
the more you take out from it, it gets bigger. So what you did was, do not, and you're doing it again, is that you're doing that and you're going like that. But what if you were to do that and you used to go like that?
No,
does that make any sense? So what you were doing is you were doing this
taking
and you're thinking something's getting bigger. If you look like this, so you were to take from it and you're thinking it's getting bigger. But what if you were to think about it the other way around? You're taking it and it's getting bigger.
No? No.
Allahu Akbar. Shall I just give you the answer?
Please, if you can.
Okay. Inshallah, recite the Ruh Sharif.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was thinking of a clue, a hint I could give, rather than just giving you the answer. Because you can't make it so. What do you think, Asab? Do you want the answer?
No, give me a clue. Give me a clue. If we've got time, give me a clue. If not, then I'll
okay,
go towards
let's just
the
say
answer.
There are so many people who do so many different types of work. Some people love to find treasure. Some people, they love to discover things. They dig.
Is it gold? No, it's not gold.
Where do you get gold from?
From mines, from the ground.
From the ground. Okay, so what do you have
to do? Oh, is it a hole?
SubhanAllah. Yeah. How? Explain, please.
Because when you take from it, you take that... mud or the sand, and you dig a hole deeper, and so it gets
so
bigger.
So the hole
and bigger.
Is getting bigger and
so the
bigger.
The more you take out of it, it gets bigger, doesn't it?
The bigger it gets.
I told you I was clever.
MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you more intelligence, inshallah, azza wa jal. SubhanAllah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, yes, today's question is how many schools of thought are there? Hafsa, we have a few minutes left, inshallah, azza wa jal. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala is the topic. The reason we spoke about Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala is due to racism, which is again, and it's typical, isn't it? Over such typical things, there's so much harm. People are literally harmed. People are being killed due to racism. So racism is the problem, but sometimes there are things which spark it, aren't there?
Yeah. At this moment in time, the world has seen, we try every year. Millions and billions of pounds are spent to eradicate this problem, but this problem is not being, you know, removed.
Are they?
You know, they're spending a lot of money, you know, especially in football, if I can mention. In football, they're spending millions of pounds trying to eradicate this problem of racism. You know, and the government is spending millions of pounds doing projects and doing other stuff as well. But the problem is still there. You know, just like they were spending millions of pounds trying to tell, you know, people not to drink alcohol. But there's one solution. And that solution is Islam. Islam is the beautiful solution that will eradicate racism, because there are so many ahadith. If you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and every Muslim loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if he says that a black man is not superior to a white man, and a white man is not superior to a black man, ya labbaik ya Rasulullah, we accept that. You know, so because of that, alhamdulillah, people, you know, will stop doing that. And I, to be honest with you, I cannot see many things. Why people will be racist in Islam, you know, they are, is because they don't know the teachings of Islam.
Yes.
They're far away from that. A proper good Muslim will never ever tolerate, you know, racism. I'm talking about Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, subhanallah, I had the opportunity in 2006 to do Umrah. I had the opportunity and never, you know, did it. My mom was very seriously ill at that time. And, you know, I had the opportunity to do Umrah, and it was via Syria. You know, at that time, Syria was open. And alhamdulillah, I was so excited. I didn't know many people in Syria, but I knew Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu's Mazar-e-Pak is in Syria.
Wow.
And I thought, I'm going to go there definitely in Aleppo. And I'm going to definitely go there. And sadly, my mom passed away that same year, and I couldn't go. But after that, you know, when I had another opportunity to go on Umrah via Syria, our flight was cancelled because of the war that started. And again, you know, I think Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is testing me, my love, and Allah ta'ala give me the opportunity to, inshallah.
Allah, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability, inshallah, those lands where there is this difficulty, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect, inshallah, to the people. Subhanallah, another has given salam, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Could the answer to the riddle be your bank balance when you give in the path of Allah?
MashaAllah.
Go on, that's the question.
Yeah, but when you see the bank balance does go down, you know, where it says that your money will never go down, is the reward isn't. You know, if I have £100 and I give £100 away, I've got nothing left for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that £100, I know I've deposited it into my account for the hereafter. But Allah Ta'ala will give you more. But, you know, if you look at it physically, you know, mashallah, they mean spiritually. And no doubt, alhamdulillah, spiritually, that is the case. And not only spiritually as well, you know, where Allah Ta'ala has promised to give you more. Yeah, Allah, you know, if you give one, Allah will give you 10. So maybe if they're looking at that perspective, yeah, they're right as well. We can share the gift, can't we?
That was a brilliant one, though, by the way. It was a good question, wasn't it?
Which one? The real one.
Your bank balance when you give.
No, that was brilliant, mashallah.
It gets bigger the more you take from
I'll give him my bank balance, my bank details.
Allah.
Let's see if your bank balance gets bigger.
Allahu Akbar. But have some. Yes, so that's if you're giving in the path of Allah Ta'ala.
Yes.
But generally, if you're taken out from it, it won't be the case, will it? But nevertheless, mashallah, brilliant, brilliant way of thinking, isn't it?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Good minds think good, don't they?
Subhanallah. Good minds think good. Allah, that's the saying of our Hafiz Rifaqat Sahib. We should add.
It should be inscribed in gold.
Inshallah. Nevertheless, JazakAllah Hafiz for giving us your time. My dear viewers, that's all for today. Inshallah, we shall be returning with more Rise and Shine. Hopefully, we can introduce some sort of kids segment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun